You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. It is the holiday weekend. I hope when you're listening to this, you've already had a fabulous Thanksgiving, or you might be celebrating this weekend. And if that's the case, I'm so appreciative of you joining and listening to this show while you celebrate your holiday. So, what's up? I'm Morgan. This is the best bits. And if you haven't listened before, what I do is break down seven segments from the Bobby Bones Show this week. They are the top seven, the ones that everybody loved the most engaging, or the ones that you guys just called in the most about. And since it's a holiday weekend, I'm just going to dive right in. Make sure after you listen to the best bits, just the bits, you go and listen to part one, because this weekend I have on Lunchbox and it's always a good time asking him random questions. So, here we go, y'all. Bebe Rexha was on the show this week, and it was super fun to hear from her. Not only talk about her collaboration with Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be, and how that all came together, but she also talked about how the trumpet was the instrument that she played and why she chose that. So just super cool interview, and of course, she's not in country music, but she is a massive pop star in all the ways, and I love pop music. So it was fun to hear from Bebe Rexha.
Number seven.
Bebe, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, is it even morning where you are? Are you in another country?
Yeah, I'm in France right now. It's 4:30.
Oh, hey, good afternoon. Where are you in France? I've never been to France. Where are you and what is it like there?
I'm in Cannes. It's beautiful. I mean, the food is amazing.
Is that where all the rich people go to watch the film festival?
Yes, it's definitely where all the rich people go. But I'm here not on vacation. I'm here doing an award show.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't saying that you're one of the snooty rich people. You're one of the cool rich people, Bebe.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. So Bebe Rex is on with us. Hey, I have a couple questions about your musical upbringing. Did you learn to play trumpet as a kid? Was that one of your first instruments?
Yeah, I played trumpet for like 7 or 8 years.
If someone put a trumpet in front of you now, could you still play it?
I could play like the scale, Hot Cross Buns. That's it. I don't remember much. But I could, if it's really easy music, I could recite it. If it's tough, I'm not that.
Were you in band? Did you have like, were you like first chair trumpet?
I actually was first chair trumpet, and I was like, it was me and three other girls. It was really cool.
And did you have a dream of playing trumpet or an instrument, you know, for your adult life?
I wanted to play piano, but in order to play piano, you needed to have piano lessons in private, and my parents could not afford that, so I had to play trumpet instead.
Bebe Rexha is on with us, which, by the way, we've played you so many times on Meant to Be with you and Florida,
yeah.
You and Florida Georgia Line. That song was it was so massive and so many different genres of music. How did that song come together?
Well, it came together really last minute, and it was kind of serendipity. I was in L.A. I had a writing session. I was writing in the morning, and it didn't go so well. We didn't really come up with anything that great. And then I got home and I was kind of, you know, I felt defeated. And I was like, oh, it was a terrible writing day. And then my manager at the time called me and was like, this group, Florida Georgia Line, really wants, you know, to get in the studio with you tonight. Are you down? And I was like, sure, I guess, why not? And when I went into the studio, Tyler was having kind of a tough day as well. And he looked at me and said, you know what? My wife said, if it's meant to be for us to write a great song, it's meant to be. And I said, that is the song title. We have to write a song called Meant.
And so when you finish that song, because it is so catchy, the first time I ever heard it, I was like, golly, that song is, it's such an earworm. Did you know when you guys finished it that it was as strong as it was? Or was it just another song that you wrote when you write 10,000 songs a year?
It came like in 40, like it came to us in like 40 minutes. It came, that's usually like the telltale sign for me. It's like when we write it really quick. But it wasn't until the next morning when I listened to it with like fresh ears that I was like, oh my gosh, we have something really special here. And I remember Tyler was flying out that day and I was like, we need to get back into the studio and finish this before you leave.
And so you guys did? You got back in and finished it immediately?
Yeah, we finished the whole thing in that one day.
That is great. BB Rex is on with us. Hey, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. What are you doing for the holidays?
I'm actually performing at the halftime show at, you know, the NFL game, Detroit Lions.
Oh, that's cool. How are those shows? I mean, have you done a stadium football in the middle of a football game before? Can you actually hear what's going on?
No, I mean the music is, it's so loud there that like you hear yourself like a second later. So you have to like use headphones to kind of like hear yourself because it's so crazy. And I've never done anything like that except sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I'm extremely nervous, but I'm also excited.
Yeah, we're super pumped to watch you. And BB's on because we are talking about Macy's. And the thing with Macy's, it is Macy's Wishlist Wednesday, where at Macy's they have festive wreaths and centerpieces, throw blankets, seasonal candles. You can shop Macy's.com for everything holiday. And Macy's Wishlist Wednesday supports Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America. All you have to do is go to Macy's.com/purpose and donate to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of America and help support their mission to inspire youth equity and empower kids to reach their potential. And be sure to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow, 9 to noon. And then watch BB as she's performing at the halftime of the NFL game. And I'm sure it's going to be awesome. We're big fans of yours, and we appreciate the time for you to call us.
Thank you so much.
All right, there she is. BB Rex, everybody. Bye, BB. Have a good day.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
There was some gossip, drama, spilling of the tea, however you want to put it, but the guys on the show got in some trouble because Amy went to the bathroom and she overheard them talking crap about the holiday movie that she's in that just came out on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day on HBO Max, called Holiday Harmony. And well, she was not happy about it. She came back into the studio after her bathroom excursion and let's just say she was not thrilled that they were talking about her. And just in case you're wondering how she heard through the bathroom walls, paper thin. So anytime you go to the bathroom here in our studios, you can hear anything that somebody's talking about in the other bathroom. It's very strange, but it happens often.
Number 6.
We took a little break during that last break and everybody went to the bathroom. We only have a couple times a morning where we're like, okay, everybody go to the bathroom and rush back. Amy, the women's bathroom and the men's bathroom are right by each other.
Yes.
And you hear the guys talking.
There's a thin wall between the two, and I hear Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
He's talking bad about my movie, and because Mike D's in there, and then Ray's like, ha, 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 you know. And I come out, and Ray's washing his hands at the kitchen sink. I said, you know I can hear y'all. And he was like, oh.
Ray, what? Did you say anything, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but I was just curious if Mike really thinks it's good or if it's complete dog crap is what I said.
It's called urinal talk.
What did you say, Lunchbox?
I said basically what Mike was saying is that it was a pile of crap.
The movie.
And that your wives will like it and you'll fall asleep.
But that's every holiday movie.
No, I'm just, so yes, I didn't say anything that was that mean.
What'd you hear?
I could just hear the mumblings through that. I heard crap. Amy's movie.
Oh.
Like, I could just hear that they were talking about me. And so, I was just going to...
Hey, quit eavesdropping.
No, I'm not. Hey. I couldn't help it. Your voice is so loud. And then Ray's laugh is... Ray was thought whatever Lunchbox said was hilarious.
Yeah, so Ray said, yeah, so basically it's just a big turd. Ah! We all laughed. We thought it was very funny.
Bunch of bullies in the bathroom.
Bunch of bullies. Well, coming out Thursday on HBO Max, Holiday Harmony starring Brooke Shields. Did it hurt your feelings?
No, I don't expect them to be into
they haven't even seen
Christmas
it.
Movies that make you feel good and bring you joy.
And he's jealous because he's not in anything.
Exactly. Good point.
I am in something. Was in something.
Go ahead.
Live musical.
You didn't have a single line, and it was a live stage musical in Vegas. It wasn't.
Yeah, it takes a lot more talent to be in live musicals.
You didn't do anything, and it was a one-time showing.
I may go back. But anyway, I'm not jealous. Okay. I'm just saying that, yes. And so Mike, of course, still won't reveal his true colors. He's just like,
he revealed his true colors on the air. He said he liked it. Or he said it was three out of five.
I know, but I'm saying he
No, you just want him to say he hates it. That's all it is.
Exactly. Okay, he still didn't do it.
Moving on from this. It comes out Thursday if you guys want to watch it.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Lunchbox was super shocked recently because he went to a restaurant and he saw what he dubs a B-list celebrity and what we call a A-list celebrity at a restaurant, and they were being forced to wait for a table. And Lunchbox does not think that a celebrity should be treated that way, you know, because he is a celebrity. He didn't have to wait for his table, but that was just the luck of the draw and what happened. But this celebrity was sitting with all the people just waiting to get a table with his family, and Lunchbox could not believe it, so much so that he called the restaurant and told him what he really thought. So here's that entire segment, the call, the celebrity, everything that transpired.
Number five.
You guys have Peacock. Be sure to watch my show, Snake in the Grass. If you haven't seen it yet, I'd love it. I'd love it if you watched it. Maybe they'll like me then, if I get a lot of streams. I just want them to like me. But I'm super excited it's up. It's on Peacock, Snake in the Grass. You can watch it over your holiday. You can watch Amy's movie, Holiday Harmony. She has a part in that movie on HBO Max. We're everywhere. Who even knew?
Wow.
There's some folks on a radio show together, out of nowhere, broke. One day we'd be on Peacock and HBO Max.
That's right.
Who even knew there'd be streaming?
Crazy.
One day. Yeah. Who even knew? You know, we can do that because 10 years ago, we didn't even know what streaming was. I have a joke where I'm like, my grandma was telling me don't get on TikTok. She wasn't alive during TikTok.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Here is Lunchbox running into a celebrity at a restaurant. Now, what level of celebrity would you say they are? A is massive. B is big. C, middle celebrity. D,
oh, B.
So that's a big celebrity.
Yeah, big celebrity.
Okay.
You walk in, you know who this person is.
Lunchbox ran into a celebrity at a restaurant. What kind of restaurant?
It was a sit-down restaurant. You go see the hostess. They say, how many in your party? They sit you down at a table. They bring you some food. They take your drink.
Sounds like a restaurant.
Yeah,
like that kind of restaurant. I wouldn't say it's
you eat there?
The finest of dining, but I wouldn't say it's like...
Is it a chain?
Yes, it's a chain.
Why is everything so difficult to pull it out of him? Okay, so what... Do you want to say who you saw or no?
Oh, I didn't know if you guys wanted to guess.
Well, tell me the story first, though.
So we are sitting, my wife and I have the kids, and we're sitting there, and we're right around the hostess stand, a few tables away from the hostess stand, and I see this celebrity walk in with their family and kids, and they walk up, and they say, oh, we'd like a table, and they tell them, oh, it'll be 20 to 30-minute wait, and they make the celebrity just sit down and wait with the regular people. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so awkward.
Do you think the celebrity thought they would get preferential treatment? Because I don't think most people, when they go into a restaurant, think they're going to get it. I think if they call ahead, if they're so big, they call ahead and see if they can get it. And if they can, they go right through. And if they can't, they don't even go.
I think they understand when they walk in somewhere that even if there's a wait, they're moved right to the top of the list. That they, you know, even if there's not a table really open, they tell someone, hey, you got to go. Like, you guys are being too rowdy. And they clear a table real quick.
And you were surprised the restaurant did nothing?
Yeah, or they pull a table out from the storage closet and they put it somewhere. They find a way to get the celebrity in. But so then, you know, you just have those benches that sit there by the hostess stand where there's people, kids climbing, snot flying. And there's the celebrity and his family. And
to him.
Oh, I did say that.
Yeah,
dang
you
it.
Said his family.
Okay. Who knows? Who does?
Not me.
I don't.
No? Okay.
I'm thinking slip cake.
Is it
family,
you? Oh my God,
kids.
Is it you?
No, I'm already at a table.
Okay, but he did this whole thing to us where we tried to track a celebrity and it being him. Okay.
No, I was already sitting at a table and I was just like.
Oh. Okay, was it you in the past watching yourself through a memory?
No.
Okay.
This is a real celebrity.
Who do you think it is?
I'm trying to think. Okay, guy.
Dirks,
married,
but
kid.
Dirks is not B.
He's,
Dirks is A.
He's A.
That's who I think with kids.
Well, if Lunchbox thinks Dirks is B, that'd be hilarious.
And I don't think Lunchbox talked to the celebrity. So maybe it's not someone he knows.
Did you talk to them?
Talk to him later.
Okay, he did
later.
Talk
okay,
to
so he knows them.
Okay, who'd you guess? Do you want to hear the call first? Because he called in. Like,
oh, if you hear the call, you're going to know who it is.
Who did he call?
The restaurant and lectured them about a celebrity being there and them not paying proper
respect. But don't you think the celebrity Lunchbox, like, they want to be treated normal and they would feel weird if they cut all these other people?
No, I don't think so either.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Why would you feel weird?
You know who it is,
Bones? Who's a guy that has kids that's married?
Hauser.
Yeah, Hauser.
Good guess.
Jake, but I would say Jake's A.
Lee Bryce?
Yeah, could be Lee Bryce. Is it Let's take each get two yes or no questions.
Yeah.
We'll play as a team.
Dude. Okay. Jake Owen.
No, no. Yes or no question.
No, no. Yes or no. So no. Country
oh,
artist.
My gosh.
Okay. No. We wasted a question.
Eddie. Who did?
Is it you a did. You did.
Stop yelling at me. Y'all.
Well, you just said who
Jake
did.
Jake Owen.
Go ahead.
Country artist.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I feel like duh.
Has he been on this show? Has he performed on the show?
Yes. Guess another person,
okay,
Amy.
Okay.
No, don't, Amy. Come on.
Is his wife known?
No.
Okay.
Do we know his wife?
I have no idea who you know, Eddie.
No, do we as a group?
I have no idea. You may know her, you may not. I don't
do
know.
Do you know his wife? Have you ever talked to her and like, yeah, I know her?
I've met her once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not who I thought it was.
Okay.
Is he balding?
No.
Does he ever?
Oh, we're gonna keep going.
Right? Oh, that's it. That's it.
That was 2 weeks.
I wish you had one more question.
Yeah, one more.
No,
yeah,
no,
we only had one.
I didn't know.
Okay,
he had
guess
started
Eddie.
The game.
I'm gonna go Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's A.
It's true.
No, I agree, but I don't. His lunchbox is an A.
Jared Neiman.
Oh, okay. Wow. Lover.
Lee Bryce.
Lover. You don't even mean no good no more. Go ahead. Lunchbox, do we want to play? Who is it?
You want me to tell you or you want to hear the clip?
Is it? Well, if.
Yes, just let's hear the clip.
Game.
I guess.
Okay, go ahead, clip.
Hello, they've gone. Can I help you?
I was in there the other night, and I got to tell you something you need to improve on is how you treat celebrities.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was in the restaurant, and luckily I got a table right away, and then I saw Dave Haywood from Lady A, and he had to wait for a table. And he had to sit there for like 20 minutes and wait for a table. And I'm like, guys, do you not know who celebrities are? When celebrities come in, you got to let them sit down right away.
Heard. Well, my manager's now.
No. I'm asking you.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know who Lady A is, right?
No clue.
It's a quarter after three, and I need you now. I mean, they're one of the biggest bands in country music. And Dave Haywood, who's one of the three members, walks in. I'm like, oh, he's going to get a seat right away. And nope.
Well, thank you for the advice. It definitely will be brought up in a meeting.
Yeah, don't you? You know what I mean? You think celebrity? You know, you believe what that the? Celebrities should be sat down right away, right? Like, that's the way to do it.
It depends on who it is, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, this was Dave Haywood, so. All right, well, thank you so much. I just wanted to call and let you know and give you some tips. And I want to say thank you, as since I'm a celebrity also. I appreciate you getting me right in. But, man, when Dave Haywood from Lady A walks in next time, we got to get him a seat.
Oh.
Lunchbox went full Porky Pig on her.
Mm-hmm. And I like his singing of Need You Now. It's a quarter after three.
And I know Dave, and he would not have wanted a cut line. I say that, but Dave would not have.
No, of course not.
But Lady A's A.
But I thought individually,
okay,
if they don't walk in as all three, they're B.
Like dressed up.
Well, and they've even said that before, that when they're all three together, you can't avoid it, but individually they can kind of get by.
Sounds like a fancy place. Foreign accent. That's all I hear is fancy.
All I know is I couldn't believe it.
Hey, you eat at fancy places?
Ain't fancy, boy.
Dang. Peanut tempeh tacos?
No, that was good. I felt like she was trying to get off the phone with me, and I was trying to keep her on. I was like, no.
That's Dave, folks.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
For better or for worse, I have been sharing my personal love life situation on the air recently because I am newly single. And when I shared that news, Lunchbox encouraged people to slide into my DMs. And let's just say, you know, in true Lunchbox form, that I did have people slide into my DMs, and some of them were very interesting, cheesy, corny, all the things. So I decided to share some of the recent DMs that I've gotten and what their pickup line was. But no, I didn't reveal any names. I didn't totally throw anybody under the bus. But let me tell you, there were some interesting ones and some corny ones. All in good fun. I just want to share with y'all what's going on in my life, the dating world, and, you know, why it's a struggle out there.
Number four.
Morgan is newly single. Did you tell your parents you were single?
Yeah, my mom was the first one to know.
Did she tell you to break it off or?
No, my mom just kind of lets me do my thing and she guides me with advice and helps me get through it.
How many dates total since you broke up?
I've had 2 dates. Same guy.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, okay. Man.
Getting serious.
No.
Wow, right at it. Same guy, huh?
No, it was just a fault. He wanted a third, but no.
But wait, you're going to say no, though? Yeah. Is it going good?
No. It was fine. And he's a really nice guy. He's just not my guy.
Okay. That's fair.
Is that like a gut feeling or something happened? Yeah, gut feeling. And just, you know, I'm paying attention to signs. Every time I go on a date, I'm like texting my therapist. I'm like, hey, are these the right flags? She's like, you're good. You're doing great.
He's ugly, huh?
No, he was actually really attractive. No, he's ugly. But red flags.
Mm-hmm, I hear ugly. I don't know what I hear, but
I want to know one of the flags.
Okay, yeah, what's a flag? Him specifically, but just like, what's a flag?
Okay. This is just a flag is if they treat people rudely, like any type of person, strangers around them, anything like
Punch a homeless person out. Right?
It's a red flag.
Or like,
kick a waiter.
To a server.
Yeah. Spit on a dog. Mm-hmm. Hate all that.
Yes.
Okay, that's one. That's a pretty easy one. Why, has it happened before? And maybe not in your last relationship, but in general, where you're like, I have to watch out for people being rude to other people?
No, but I dated a guy who didn't like animals as much as I did. Like, I would rescue a dog from the side of the road and he would not let me. That kind of thing. So that was a red flag.
Mm-hmm. So are you getting guys hitting you up in your DMs now?
I am, because Lunchbox told people to slide in my DMs.
No,
and they're getting weird.
I asked you, is your DMs open? You said yes.
I said no. I said don't slide in the DMs.
So people have been direct messaging Morgan on her Instagram. Do you have some of them over there?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead. Give me one of them.
This guy said, God, shrink me down and eat me. What?
I don't understand.
Shrink me down
either.
And eat me?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next.
Oof. Thought princesses like you only existed in fairy tales.
I like that one.
What's wrong with that?
Is it too corny?
Yeah, it's too corny. And it's trying a little hard.
And also, that's probably Control C, Control V. You're just pasting it onto a bunch of girls. It's not specific at all. It could be anybody. Not that you're not a princess in a fairy tale, but it doesn't seem like that was written just this one time. All right, go ahead.
So how can I apply for husband?
What's wrong with that?
Too corny?
Not too corny, but definitely like a little watching the confidence cocky level, because like you just assume you're going to be my husband one day.
Wait, would you
don't you
have
want someone confident?
I want someone confident, not cocky, and that's a fine line.
Next one.
Okay, I'm moving to Nashville so you can finally be with a real man and never break your heart.
Okay. I mean, they're coming on strong.
They have to, though, to get seen.
Yeah.
Because you're just in the notion of DMs for all sorts of things, not even for, like, her.
That's a good point.
Yeah, heart. Would you prefer her to go, excuse me, hi, is it okay if I speak to you? Like, I mean, I don't understand.
Go ahead, Morgan.
And then another one, these were 3 separate texts in one. Those legs, period. Those feet, period. Hard eye emoji.
Okay, red flag. For sure.
Feet fetish.
The hard eye emoji. Yeah. So, have you replied to any DMs that have reached out to you romantic? None?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to?
I don't anticipate, guy. No.
The perfect guy.
And he goes, hi, I just want to say hi to you.
Yeah. Excuse me.
I think the perfect guy, if he were sliding in my DMs in that way, would be just natural and say hi, whether he's hurt, if he's going to be honest, like, hey, I heard what's happening on the show. You and I seem like we'd get along great. I'd love to take you out for some coffee. Let me know if you have some time. Or a really easy one to get my attention is say something about my dog. Mm-hmm. That's a great in. It's like, your dog is so cute. We should take our dogs for a walk together. I've had guys slide into my dog's Instagram DM.
That's pretty good. That's next level thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this guy that you're now not interested in, he's the one that brought the doggy toy.
I know.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. He brought a gift, the dog toy. Mm-hmm. But did it squeak? Did he pay the extra nickel?
Yeah, it squeaked.
It had a squeaker on it. Oh, man, you're letting go of a good one. Okay, so we're back to square zero.
Yeah. I'm still on dating apps, though.
Multiple?
Two.
What's your favorite one?
I don't think I have a favorite.
But you're on two.
Mm-hmm. I think they're just there.
Are you on Tinder?
No, I'm not on Tinder.
No, let me guess.
I know Hinge is one of them.
Yeah, Hinge Bumble. Is one of them. No.
No. Hiya.
What?
What is Hiya? Hiya?
Are you on Hiya?
Wait.
I think he's trying to say Raya.
That's the one I was talking about. I don't know what it is. I've heard of it.
Are you on that one?
Raya's trouble.
What? Raya's. And honestly, I don't like it. That's why I say I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, that one. No, I have a favorite Hinge.
No,
yeah.
I was third. It's very entertaining over there. Yeah,
stay off that one. Yeah. Stay off that one. Stay off that one. That one gets you in trouble. Okay, Morgan, good luck.
Oh, thank you.
We're rooting for you. And remember, slide to Morgan's DMs.
Oh, and gosh. Say, hey, she's just, you
know, slide to her dog's DMs. That's what it
say,
is.
Say, a lot in common, and you want to go for coffee.
She gives you the perfect playbook.
Yeah, that's exactly
what this is what I would do.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We had listener Eric come on the show, and we've been talking about recently how a guy wants to buy foot pictures from Amy. And this has been a topic for a couple years now. Just in general, we've heard about foot fetishes and guys have offered, I know, to buy feet pictures of my feet. They've offered Amy, I'm sure Abby. It's just kind of a thing. And we've always had questions about foot fetishes. Well, listener Eric called into the show and he has a foot fetish and he answered all of our questions. And I'm just telling y'all, this is such an interesting segment because you just find out, you know, the inside mind of someone who really loves feet. And maybe some of your questions will also be answered.
Number three.
Put Eric on from Alabama.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, yes. So, there is a such thing as a foot fetish. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, you have one. Is that what you're saying?
I absolutely have one, yes.
So, it turns you on to see is it a hot foot or the hot person's foot?
It doesn't matter how pretty the girl is. She got some jacked up feet. I got to say bye-bye.
Got it. So it's not how pretty or hot the person is. It's how. What if it's somebody who is not attractive at all, but they have great feet?
She's got to be somewhat attractive, or at least her personality. If her personality is good and she's got beautiful feet, sign me up. I'll try it.
Okay.
Try what? Like sign you up for what? Prime you up like, for what?
Look, I'll date her. I'll try it out. I'll massage them and see what's up, you know?
What in the world?
Okay. Are you one of the people that do you always stare at girls' feet, like, awkwardly?
I try not to be awkward about it. Okay, I have a friend who's a Native American. He lives in Montana. He's a little more, he's got pictures of feet on his phone. I don't do that.
If a girl is wearing sandals or open toe.
I'm gonna peek them out. I'm gonna peek and see.
See? Listen, we notice
hey,
it.
I try to be discreet. I try to be discreet about it. Like y'all talking about Amy's feet. I would like to see Amy's feet, but I don't want to be weird about it either. You know what I mean?
So are you married?
I am divorced. I got divorced in 2020.
Now, when you got married, was part of the reason you married her because she had nice feet?
She had nice feet. Now, they were flat. She was flat-footed, which I was okay with that. I do like an arch.
Oh, my goodness.
He's picky.
Yeah, I get it. Everybody likes what they like.
Right, right, right.
So, okay. Oh. Let's say you met the perfect girl. Beautiful. Love her. Funny. Driven. But her feet are just bunk.
No. It's a turnoff, man. I'm sorry.
At what point do you tell the girl on a date or if you're dating that you're into feet?
Not the first date, obviously. But I will peek her feet if she's wearing shoes where I can see them.
Okay, but when does she find out you have a foot thing?
Pretty soon, pretty quick, because I got to put it out there because I'm honest. I'm honest even if it makes me look bad. I don't care.
Do you ever meet a girl that goes, oh, that's too weird for me, I'm out? And do you ever meet a girl that goes, oh, that's okay, you can just have at my feet?
Yes, like I do Facebook dating, and I've seen a girl, and I was like, let me see your feet. No, I'm sorry. And she was like, are you serious? And I'm like, look, I've had a girl not talk to me anymore because I like Auburn football, and she's a Georgia fan. So people are weird.
And by people,
that's different, but okay.
I mean,
it's a little different.
Are you in like a chat group for feet? Because how did you meet the guy? How did you become friends with another foot fetish guy?
We were in rehab together.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And do you talk about that immediately?
We did talk about it immediately.
Like, can you see another one? Like, if you're waiting to get your oil changed or rehab, or do you just see somebody the room and go, oh, you like feet too?
No. It's got to come out in conversation. It's not like a sixth sense. I mean, I wish it was, but it's not.
Have you ever paid for feet, pictures of feet, paid money for people?
Absolutely not, and I won't. I'm not that extreme. Yet. I will say yet, because you never know.
I mean,
it seems like it's a combo deal, though.
Why do I want to be this guy's friend? I don't know how I still want to be this guy's friend. He just seems like the most fun guy. Combo, go ahead, Eddie.
It seems like he's not just a foot fetish guy. It's like, hey, if I'm going to date you, you're pretty. I need to see your feet, and this is how I'm going to, you know, approve that I'm going to date you.
No, he said he would date an ugly chick if she had good feet. Yes, he did.
No, she has to be semi-attractive.
Personality and semi-personality. Okay. Yeah.
Looks are relative. But he also stares at strangers' feet. If he can see the toes, he's looking, he said. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, look, Eric, this has been...
I know that's a little extreme, and I get it.
Okay, I don't know what you're at rehab for, but sometimes people exchange one addiction for another. Is feet something you focus on and you're obsessed with?
I'm not obsessed with it, no.
But did you like feet before you went to rehab?
Oh, yeah.
It has nothing to do with rehab.
Life.
Okay. Well, just didn't know.
Yeah. Why do you think that is? Like, what happened? Did your mom not play footsie with you as a kid? I don't understand. Like, what's the feet attraction?
I don't know. Like, I have a therapist, and I hadn't talked about the feet thing yet. I've talked about other things because I have other addictions, but that's neither here nor there. Those addictions are stopped because it's drugs and alcohol, and I'm 673 days clean and sober.
Come on, buddy.
That's awesome.
Hey, have a couple extra feet today.
Yay.
You know what? You deserve it.
That's so good.
Amy, send us some pictures.
You know, as a gift to you.
No, do not. I don't want to look at you like that, okay? Amy, please don't send me pictures. But, I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to say don't. I'm not going to say no. But don't do it, okay?
You don't want to look at me like that. Okay. It feels weird.
Okay.
You're married, Amy. You're married.
That's my feet.
I don't want to look at you like that. Listen.
He's got limits.
I will respect a woman. I respect a woman. Okay,
we like that. Well,
this just sounds like this is like a thing. It's not like he chose it. It chose him. You know.
It's like gang life. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Eric, we appreciate that call. Really, I appreciate you being honest and sharing.
Can I say this about Lunchbox? Can I say this about Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Sometimes he wins me over, and then sometimes I'm like, oh my god, I lost you again, dude.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah.
Probably with all of us, but yeah.
Yeah, I figure that's everybody on the show, but I win you over more than that. You hate me, I guess. You don't sound like you hate me, so.
I don't hate you, but Lunchbox, sometimes you're like, you say things and I'm like, dude, why? Like, this has got to, you can't be for real.
I mean, I'm for real. I mean, I don't think you're for real with your foot thing, but you sound like you are.
I promise you 100% I'm real.
Like, all right, Eric, we got to go. Eric sounds like Mitch Hedberg. I don't know if you know Mitch Hedberg, the comedian from the 90s.
Mm-mm.
He sounds just like Mitch Hedberg. Eric, you're awesome. Good luck. Hey, congrats for being sober for so long. We appreciate the call. Hope you have a good day.
Hey, I love y'all guys.
All right, see you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Amy's Christmas movie, Holiday Harmony, came out on HBO Max on Thanksgiving Day. But before that, when we were in the studio before we all left for the holiday, she gave Mike D a screener of the movie so that he could watch it and give his honest review early before anybody had seen it. He watched it, and on the show this week, he gave his review. And it was good and bad and good and bad. I don't know. Like, a little bit of you could tell Mike was protecting Amy's feelings, but he also admitted that he's not a big Christmas movie guy, and totally get it. It's not for everyone, but I love a Christmas movie. Like, I love good old cheesy, you know, things that make me feel good. And so I'm so excited to watch this movie, and I think you should definitely check it out in case this is the first you're hearing that it dropped on HBO Max. But if not, and you've already seen it, then watch it again, just for fun. And I bet it was really good. Get you in the Christmas spirit. And you can hear right now Mike D's honest review and the questions that he answered following his review.
Number two.
HBO Max on Thanksgiving Day, which is Thursday of this week, there is Holiday Harmony. It is a holiday movie with Brooke Shields, a litany of other actors and actresses, and a special appearance by our very own Amy.
Yes.
Now, Mike, do you got a screener?
Yeah.
And what did movie Mike think about the movie?
Well, I told you guys, Christmas movies are my least favorite genre. So, but I also know, like, what these movies are. They're supposed to be cheesy. They're supposed to make you feel good. And that's exactly what this movie was. And it's a story about this girl trying to make it as an artist. And then she gets this gig to go play at a Christmas concert. And then she breaks down in this town. And that's where everything happens. It was hard for me to, like, grasp onto, like, the love interest in this. Like, that's just not for me. Overall, the movie was just not for me. But when it comes to people who like holiday movies, find enjoyment in that, I think the movie does do that. And I was surprised to see actually how much Amy was in this movie. She actually has a very pivotal part, like she said. So there's about a whole minute, 90-second scene where she's herself, but she's actually acting. So overall,
why are you?
Why are you?
Well, I think a holiday movie like this, even at its best, could only be a 3.5.
So, on your scale,
even if it's the best one ever made, it's a 3.5. That's just how I would rate any holiday movie. And this movie, it's called Holiday Harmony. There's not a whole lot of holiday in it. I think people go into some of these movies wanting all of that warmth, wanting, you know, Christmas-like images, snow, red and green, and this movie didn't entirely have that. It felt very apparent that we know Amy when it was filmed, like in the middle of summer. So I didn't
people get are sweating.
I didn't get that full on Christmas feel from it. So I would have to deduct a little bit from that. So I would give Holiday Harmony 3 out of 5 alpacas.
Three.
Wait. So it's just
only half a point from the
greatest of all time. It's only half a point from the greatest of all time.
Well, here you go.
It sounds like he liked it.
I did end up enjoying it. I would give it, without Amy, it'd be a 2.5.
Oh.
Amy's cameo.
She gets the friend 0.5 bump.
Yeah. Well, without Amy, it'd be a 2.5, but.
And what if this wasn't on the air, though, too? What 0.5 do you give it because it's on the air?
I probably wouldn't have even watched this movie. It wouldn't be a movie I would watch.
Because you hate holiday movies. Okay. Have you seen it?
No. No.
You sent Mike the screener, but you haven't watched it yet?
Yeah, so I have access to the screener as well, and I can't bring myself to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it Thanksgiving Day with my family and everyone else. And just be...
Are you going to make them watch your part or watch the whole thing?
No, the whole thing.
Oh.
The whole thing. I know probably because I know the people that put this together, and they're all amazing and awesome, and I can't wait to watch them on screen and do their thing. When it gets to my part, I'm going to feel very awkward, but it's going to be a fun thing to do with family and friends.
I just know if I was a friend, any movie I'm being forced to watch, I got to watch a movie?
They're excited about it. It wasn't even my idea. It was like, oh, yeah, we definitely have to watch that.
Well, that's good. I'm just saying, I don't even like to watch movies anyway.
Like, yeah, I know. But I feel like...
I have watched a couple, though, pretty recently.
Mm-hmm. Movies?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil them yet. I got a couple reviews coming for you. You know what I watched? I watched Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, I did, too.
You did?
Oh, I did, too.
I told Eddie about it, and you watched it afterwards?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I watched It's Okay, Honey.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Yep. That's it.
Close.
Is that Harry Styles?
Yeah.
Good. The Olivia Wilde movie? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch that, too.
All right. I want to hear those
reviews. I got a couple reviews coming for you pretty soon. Mike, you give Amy's Holiday Harmony a...
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. It's on HBO Max on Thursday. That's from somebody who hates holiday movies.
Yep.
Okay.
Why do you hate the holiday movies? I mean, I don't like them either, but I don't hate them.
The premise in everyone is just you already know exactly what's going to happen, so I have no reason to watch them.
Your wife watched it, right?
Yeah.
Did she like it?
She likes it. She loves holiday movies. She's okay. Full on right now.
So therefore, I feel like that's a better, like, if you love holiday movies, then...
Whatever it takes.
And he said it was, I did okay, guys.
Huh? Yeah, I can't wait.
We can't wait.
Okay. I feel like that's a big deal coming from Mike. Whew. I was nervous. He's going to be like, Amy, you should stop those acting
I don't think
lessons.
You would have said that on the air anyway. He wants to talk to you after the show, though. So, yeah. By the way, check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. Amy's the guest on with Mike.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Coming in hot at this number 1 spot, and I do mean coming in hot this time, because Lunchbox spilled the tea on Eddie, and it was hilarious. None of us could stop laughing, not even just because like the tea was so juicy. It was more because... just a funny segment all the way around, and the audio that he captured to spill the tea was great. And there's a video that goes along with that audio on our Twitter page at Bobby Bones Show if you want to see that. Just, you know, Eddie playing guitar. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. So check it out. But here is your number 1 segment for the best bits this weekend.
Number 1.
It's time to spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
The person that's spilling the tea today is... Lunchbox.
Oh, guys, let me tell you, I know you've been thirsty. Been waiting all weekend for that tea.
But when you spill it, we don't get to drink it. It's on the floor. You always say thirsty, but when you spill it, it's on the floor.
Sorry.
It's wasted.
Yeah, it's on the table.
All
yeah.
right. Guys, what is the number 1 complaint from Eddie?
Oh.
All the time. What is the complaint?
Too much work?
Oh, yeah, Amy, what else does he say about work?
He's here working all the time because he's the hardest.
Did you tell her to say this?
No.
Yeah, okay. This feels like a script.
I know it does feel like a script.
What's happening here?
I know.
Amy, read the lines.
Everybody would know that's Eddie's number 1 complaint, right?
Okay.
Right. He's always here till 3 o'clock because he's swamped. He just doesn't even have time to finish all his work because there's so much on his plate. Eddie, the hard worker. That's weird because I'm in the other room the other day trying to record some spots, and Mr. Hard Worker's at it again. I walk out. And Eddie, I didn't know this, but part of his hard work is he's a band leader here at work. He gets a couple guys in another studio, and they get together, and they sing songs. And Eddie plays the guitar, and he's all right, now your turn.
Oh,
now
they do. They do like Kumbaya. But...
yeah, so he's the band leader. Here you go. Here's some little music from their last session.
I'm a grinner. I'm a lover. And I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
That sounds good.
Thank you. Who's in this office?
What do you see
band.
When you hear? Yeah, what's this?
I mean, this is Eddie playing the guitar, Pitts and Kevin on the vocals. Like they're like
our audio guys.
Yeah,
there.
And they're just sitting there jamming, and they sit in there for 30 minutes jamming out to different cover songs. I'm like,
so what are you saying?
I don't think Eddie's that busy, guys. The hard worker is so swamped, but he's got band practice going on.
It's not practice.
Well, what is it?
Oh, it's just time for us to release a little bit. Like, this is, as soon as we're done working here, everyone kind of leaves, but we stay late And that's our break to go to the kitchen, reheat some food, eat a little bit, talk a little bit.
Do you think they did music for 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
That was the only song we did.
No.
Were you waiting on him for something? Or?
No, I was doing commercials, and you could hear
it. He was working.
I was working, and you could hear it coming through the door.
Oh, it was coming to your microphone.
And I was like, okay.
I thought you were waiting to record like something with him.
No, and so then I'm like, I got to go see what's going on. Oh, it's Eddie and Kevin and Pitts. Having a little band practice. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hard Worker is so busy. I'm here until 3 o'clock, guys. I don't know if I'm ever going to get my work done. But hold on. Take it from the top, guys.
I'm a lover. I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
Sometimes you need a mental break.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know where I fall on this one, guys.
And it's like, don't offices do this? Like, where they're like, oh, let's do employee bonding. You know, where they do stuff together. This is like our little bonding afterwards. It's only about 5 minutes max. We did that one song and that was it. And you know what? I'm upset because he recorded me without my acknowledgement.
Knowledge.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, my knowledge.
Without my knowledge.
And he gets upset
Man,
when I do
I'm
that
gonna
to
tell
him.
You, this is my favorite part now that these two record each other all the time.
No.
Eddie records Lunchbox secretly talking to customer service. Lunchbox records Eddie. I don't know what Eddie was doing.
I'm just hanging out with my boys. Just do a little jam session.
Just wait
session.
For a couple days, and Eddie will be complaining about all the work he has. And we can just play this clip over and over again.
Well, you two better watch. Hey, wash your backs.
Wash
your backs, because you both are looking out to really get each other on the air. I'm here for it. Eddie, I don't know what to say.
I mean, dude, it's a one song, man. Okay,
if that's what it is, that's what it is. You promise?
Yes.
No, but you already said it's like at the kitchen, getting something to eat, talking, then singing.
It's our little lunch break.
I know, but...
It's 3, and we already had... It doesn't matter. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Let's spill the tea.
That's a good one. The tea there. That was so much tea, you could drink it off the ground.
So dumb.
That was a good.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Thank you all so much for hanging out with me this weekend. I hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you've already done everything and you're relaxing, enjoying some time off. Whatever it might be, thanks for hanging out with me for just a little bit. I love y'all so much. Make sure to check out Best Bits Part 1 with Lunchbox this weekend. It's a good time. Just give it a chance. I promise we have great conversations. Bye, y'all. Have a great one. Be safe. Traveling. All the good things. You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the stuff. And The Bobby Bones Show at Bobby Bones Show. TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Go follow both of us and see some good content. I promise it's great. There's also even a funny video on my TikTok currently where I pranked Lunchbox with a frog story. Yeah, you just got to go watch it. Okay, I'm out. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.